It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Kia ora, Jamie. How are you today?
Kelly, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good to you.
And how has your holiday been?
Pretty good. I've spent several weeks with my kids and enjoying ourselves.
Nice.
We had a lot of a good time in Auckland. Auckland's quite quiet over summer and Christmas, so it was quite nice.
It is quite nice while it's quiet, isn't it? I was not in Auckland. I was one of those who escaped and went down to warmer weather elsewhere.
It's been pretty warm here, I have to say.
Yeah, it has been, apart from the last few days, unfortunately. So looking to the year ahead, what is National forecasting for this year, or planning for this year, rather?
Oh, I think we'll be doing our job, representing our constituents. Certainly as local electorate MPs, I'll be advocating hard on behalf of my constituents, especially around some key infrastructure areas that are pretty important. For us, I think as a party also, though, we'll be working hard to try and progress a number of the ideas and issues that we put up at election time. Just because you're in opposition doesn't mean that you sit back and do nothing and just moan all the time. A good example is Nikki Kaye put up a bill a week or two ago, which she's going to be putting forward, which was one of our key election ideas that we had, where we should have more language training in schools for children. Learning a new second language is a hugely beneficial opportunity for young people, so we'll be progressing ideas like that. Certainly in out this way, the East West Link is a key project that I think would benefit both Auckland and particularly my electorate and others, and we're going to be continuing to push the government that they should be funding that and other public transport infrastructure opportunities out in my electorate too. I'll be working hard on.
So in terms of
course, I'll be standing up to the government from time to time as well, I'm sure.
In terms of those highway talks that are taking place, and as you say, National is kind of spearheading a lot of those. Judith Collins is saying that the Labor-led government has wrongly thrown many crucial transport links into doubt, and she wants to see a commitment from the government to what transport projects that they will be undertaking. She wants to see a solid commitment to say that they are going to do these and start work on them. What does National hope that the government will commit to? What are the transport projects that you want to see undertaken?
Well, I hope that they'll give certainty to New Zealanders. So the dynamic we have here, Kelly, is we've actually got a government that didn't actually expect to win the election, so they didn't have a whole lot of plans in place where they could go to the public and say, this is exactly what we'll do. And so we're in this kind of no man's land where the government's saying, we're going to change all these transport priorities, but they're not telling us what they want to do. And so there's a lot of key infrastructure projects which, when it comes to the regions, it's important to put in place infrastructure to get those regions growing and to connect communities. Mm-hmm. It's also important here in Auckland. The ones in Auckland which are at risk is the East West Link, which is for a targeted area of that employs about 70,000 people, contributes $4.5 billion to the economy. Those businesses and the people going through that area were expecting that to happen, and they're going to lose out if it doesn't go ahead. In my local patch, the Amity project, which is effectively a busway from Pāmua to Pakeranga to Botany.
Right.
The new minister said he's not committing to that either. So communities and people, they need certainty, and they need to know what the government's going to be doing. There's also this question about how they're going to be using money paid through our current petrol taxes.
Mm.
Phil Twyford's raising the idea of using money from petrol taxes to pay for the trams going down Dominion Road. There's a long-standing principle that every government's held to, where money that road users pay into goes towards upgrading roads. And to change that, where funding from petrol taxes goes into trams, is a big departure from what we've had as a long-standing agreement in New Zealand. That's quite concerning as well.
But is it not the same sort of idea that it's transport and it'll take more cars off the road and help transport in the same way that cars would?
Kelly, I'm not so sure which part of Auckland you live in, but trams running down Dominion Road will do nothing for people in Botany, nothing for people in East Auckland. And unless you're living in that area, you won't be assisted by that at all.
But it will do something for the environment, perhaps?
Yes, and we were progressing public transport too. The City Rail Link, we were progressing. We were the government that was electrifying the rail lines throughout Auckland. We put in public transport funding to assist those projects. But when it comes to certainty for New Zealanders to know what infrastructure they're going to get, it's important the government outlines what they're doing. So the petitions that we've put up to try and gain support from New Zealanders, ask New Zealanders what they think about these projects, and we'll be putting those forward to the government to show the government that these are priority projects for Kiwis.
So we'll move into the next point of conversation that has been quite a topic recently in the news, probably not much else going on. Probably that's why. But the Treasury has confused some numbers in relation to children being lifted out of poverty, which is obviously an error. However, they've owned up to it, and I suppose that's the best that they can do at this point, is take responsibility for it, and that is admirable. But do you think there is a possibility that this has gone undetected before?
It's pretty unfortunate, and the Treasury's clearly had this error in their model for quite some time. The Treasury Secretary, he's apologised to the government. He's effectively apologised to both the current government and the former government because the error was in place for both of our family incomes packages. We just have to get this right as a country. It's important that we know where the money we're spending, what it's going towards and what it's going to achieve. Getting outcomes from public spending is very important. So I think the bottom line is Treasury needs to work harder to do the right thing and get there. Sums right. From a practical perspective, this is a bit wonkish, but there's a select committee consideration of the government's budget policy statement, and we've asked the government to delay that consideration because we need to know that what we're considering in that select committee is accurate. We need to know that the numbers the government's putting out for their families package is accurate and that we have a clear idea of what's going to be achieved from their spending. The other thing to consider here too is National was looking at having a second family incomes package later on this term if we were successful at the last election, because we had the spare capacity to be able to do that. The election promises that Labor's had to accommodate from the Greens and New Zealand First effectively means they don't have room to do another family incomes package unless they put taxes up, of course. So whilst we were going to have two family incomes packages, they've only got the one, we were still able to go further and lift more children out of poverty. And Bill English said another 50,000 kids we'd be able to lift out of poverty. Labor's kind of constrained by this one family income package, which isn't going to achieve anywhere near as much as what they thought, according to Treasury.
So if Labor's planning to use the family tax credit as a tool to reduce child poverty, why isn't this a cost-effective approach? Why is it different from what National's proposing?
Oh, it's just the way in which you cut it up, and the way in which the two different options look at the way in which you deal with families. We were of the view that having tax adjustments is a better way to target the money towards Kiwis and towards families and towards children. The way in which they're using their methods through their family tax package, it would just not be as well targeted. But the bottom line with Treasury is that we need to know exactly how many kids are being pulled out of poverty, and I think everyone deserves to have clear information.
And do you think that it's too long? A lot of people, a lot of groups such as Child Poverty Action Group are saying that it's too long to wait by implementing it in July, regardless of the mistake. You know, do you think that these families should have to suffer for a mistake that Treasury has made, or does this need to be implemented April 1st as a lot of people are saying it should be?
April 1st is when the National Party's packages that we legislated for were going to be coming into place. So April was definitely achievable. I'm not sure why the government decided to push it out further. But the bottom line, when it comes to families and lifting them out of poverty, giving families more money is a short-term fix. The longer-term fix for young people is to give them an education, ensure there's more jobs available for their parents, ensure that they have an opportunity later on in their life when they're adults to go and get jobs as well, ensuring that there's high quality infrastructure so businesses in the country can grow, so there are more jobs and more opportunities. Education, jobs, that's the way in which you fix poverty. It's not just handing out money. And so long term, when you go back to your first question, what's the National Party focused on? We're focused on better education, focused on more job creation, we're focused on more infrastructure, so New Zealand can benefit and grow.
In terms of that focus on education, do you think then that Labor's policy of first year free education for university is a good one?
It's not one that we felt we could support. The problem with first year of free tertiary education is that there's people that look at a whole range of different ways in which they want to go about their life, and university education is not the only one. And there'll be other methods of study that people are looking at as well. You also have to balance everything you do as a government with what's affordable. And we weren't convinced that a 3 year of tertiary education was affordable. When it comes to tertiary education, having high quality tertiary education, having in place certainty for universities is important. And I understand there's still a whole lot of questions unanswered for those universities. They didn't know any of the detail until late last year, and there's still a whole lot of questions that they're trying to get answered as well. So I hope it's successful for the students that are going to start university soon. I hope it's not chaotic at those universities we're yet to see.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And finally, I will ask, would you like to say congratulations on air? You might be the first, in fact, politician to say this on air to our Prime Minister, who has just let everybody know she will be having a child in June, I believe.
Yes, I sent a tweet to her earlier today.
Did you?
But becoming a parent is an amazing, life-changing opportunity, and it's happened to me twice. I've got a little boy and a little girl, and I think it's great that the Prime Minister wants to have a child. She should enjoy that just as everyone else has. So congratulations to Jacinda Ardern.
Very good. That will be on behalf of the National Party. That's for you, Jacinda. Thank you so much for joining us, Jamie Lee, and we'll chat to you again next week.
Thanks, Kelly. Cheers.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
The Wire.